Well, folks, you may be wondering, at this time of year, what is it that I can get for that special someone in my life as a Christmas present for a lifetime athlete? So that's the topic of today's episode, number 271, Christmas Gifts for Lifetime Athletes. Hey, thank you for being with me today. I'm your host, John Zombro, and I'm going to dive into thinking about gift recommendations for lifetime athletes with talking about knives. And I don't have a knife to sell you, first of all, but I wanted to say that a knife makes an excellent gift, really, for any person. And if you bear with me, I can explain, because some of you may be thinking, huh, I didn't know that so-and-so was in the market for a knife, or I'm not entirely inclined to purchase a knife. But again, please bear with me and thank you. So first of all, if you're talking about someone who you love, you want to give a gift, and maybe they're a backcountry hunter, they're a mountaineer, they're a fisherman, they're someone who does things that really require a knife. Well, there are so many, and that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to make a specific recommendation, because you have to know a little bit, about that person for whom you're purchasing this gift. They may need a fixed blade knife or a folding knife, or would appreciate it and could benefit from having it. Is it a fillet knife? Is it a knife that has multiple blades, or even as part of a multi-tool? All of those things are possibilities. And here's the really cool thing about a knife for a gift. You can find them, actually, of reasonable quality and serviceability. I'm going to tell you, to be honest, for as little as $20 to $30. Yes, you can. And you can also spend in excess of 10 times that amount for a custom or high-end version of the same thing. It just depends on your budget and who you're buying for. But now if we get a little bit more specific and say, well, you know, a lot of people will really appreciate a good quality knife in the kitchen. And so that could be any type of blade. It could be a butcher knife, a paring knife, a steak knife. Again, you can think of, oh, what? How does this person like to prepare or consume food, and would a knife enhance their cooking and dining experience? In all probability, yes. You may have someone who is a meat processor, who does some meat processing, and perhaps a good quality boning knife, or one, you know, that has some decent steel. Maybe it has an angled blade, 5 to 6 inches. That's a great choice. What's cool also is you can look at the different materials that the scales or the grips are made from. So you've got different choices in terms of thickness, in terms of colors, in terms of the tactile feel, the ergonomics, the shape, the grip slip, texture. All of those things go into this whole idea of giving someone a knife for Christmas. What if it's someone else who takes a lot of deliveries and a lot of boxes are coming in from blankety blank, you know, they're being shipped by or delivered by FedEx or UPS or coming from Amazon or whatever. And wouldn't it be handy to have something maybe a little bit nicer than a box cutter to pull out and open those packages? And so you can kind of think about these knives have many uses. Now, I'm certainly someone who is a bit of a collector and an aficionado about knives, and so I like to keep them all around. You know, if I don't have one in my pocket, which is often the case, well, I know that there's one knife in the glove box of my vehicle, and it comes in handy every once in a while when I need to do something, whether we were having some bratwurst or slicing cheese or apples, or, you know, you name it, the knife is there for that. I think there's another one. I know there's another one in my center console. Again, just handy to have around for any numbers of purposes. I keep a few out in the garage in my workshop area with the tools. Again, you never know when you're going to need them. And the list goes on and on. I think there's even one laying around here. Right here by my stand-up desk. It's actually one that I use as a letter opener, and I don't receive the volume of mail nor do I send it like we all used to, but nonetheless, that knife comes in handy. So then you're thinking, okay, well, oh, a knife's a great idea, John, thank you, but maybe it doesn't fit well for the lifetime athlete that I have in mind, and that's when we can make some specific recommendations from TLA. And so the first thing that comes to my mind is Animal Fit. And Animal Fit is my book all about the body type identification and training system that really helps every person to gain an appreciation for who they are and also an understanding of how to get the most out of that body in terms of performance and also making it last a lifetime, with the subtitle Unleash Your Inner Beast and Unlock Your Athletic Potential. Well, if you'd like to learn more about Animal Fit, by all means, just go to thelifetimeathlete.com and click on the Animal Fit menu item, and there you'll see some nice pictures, first of all, of folks embracing their inner animal. You'll be able to watch a short video which explains all about how the system and the book works. You can take the quiz and find out what kind of beast you are, and also look at both descriptions of the characteristics of each of the 9 beasts in the Animal Fit Kingdom, as well as linking to some examples of famous people, athletes, actors, etc., who represent that body type. So that, I think that's a great gift for any person, especially as the year is going to turn and a lot of folks start to make New Year's resolutions. Generally, it's one of two things. Either it's based on a goal to get ready for something, to train for an event, a trip, you know, those sort of things, or it's I want to do something about my health and body composition. All are good goals, all should run together seamlessly. Animal Fit helps you to do that in a non-condemning, inclusive way. And so I really like how that book has come together and the message it delivers. It's very empowering for folks, not threatening by any means, and no one is going to receive it and think of it as kind of like an insult or condemnation. They're going to receive this book and they're like, oh, wow, you really thought of me because you know I'm interested in doing these things. And then here's a tool to help me actually do it perhaps better or even optimally. So that's Animal Fit. Available at Amazon.com as well. And, you know, I think it's a great read. It's written somewhat conversationally, and it's got some, I think, some entertaining elements in it, but it's informative on the science of this this whole issue of somatotype-specific training. Then as we move along, let's say, okay, person I'm talking about either has enough knives or maybe doesn't need a knife, and also maybe they don't need Animal Fit, or you don't think you want to give it to them. Okay, well, then you can go to the shop page, again, at thelifetimeathlete.com, and look at some of the merchandise. You know, click on merch and you can roll down. And so the first thing that comes to my mind is the shirts and all of these really great shirts with these creative and empowering slogans, kind of fun slogans that are, you know, representing the things we do here at the Lifetime Athlete. And I've got long sleeves, I've got short sleeves, 3/4 sleeve baseball tees, hoodies, tech fabrics, tanks. And again, so the sayings are many, but for example, there's Hard to Kill. Hard to Kill shows up in a number of things that we do, and that helps, our work helps people to be hard to kill on the playing field and in the game of life. That's one of the slogans or bylines that I use all the time, but also it's cool to have it on your shirt. I think it does help you when you're trying to get one more rep out or that sort of thing. Fit for the Field, or talking about hunters, how about the one with Hunter, the original athlete, history's original athlete? There are shirts that appeal to every person. There's the Motion is Life, Life is Motion shirt. That's kind of a color blast, almost tie-dye. We've got the Running Demons. We've got, so again, many others that are nice. And they're all very reasonably priced. Let's say instead, though, you're thinking, I want to give somebody like a cup, like a travel cup, a stainless steel travel mug, you know, maybe a Yeti or something like that. Those are great gifts. I think there are lots of choices available, and they're timeless. I like them. In fact, if you want to get a Lifetime Athlete stainless steel travel mug, there's one of those available on the shop page. And to the same extent, I think now we're all hip or woke on the whole concept of the stainless steel water bottle being relatively superior to those made from, let's say, aluminum or Lexan or, you know, other types of materials just because of the health issues. Well, yeah, there's a Lifetime Athlete stainless steel water bottle that also speaks to your inner Lifetime Athlete, and every time you take a sip out of it, you feel that rush of power and motivation go through you. How about a hat? Oh, yeah, of course. Well, if you like a ball cap, we've got a hard to kill ball cap, which is great for any Lifetime Athlete. And there's also a beanie. You know, if it's cold and your head gets cold when it's 14 degrees like it is right now outside my door. Yeah, so those things are all available, as well as socks. And so if socks make such a great gift because you can get socks for like athletic uses. In fact, you can get some hard to kill Lifetime Athlete socks if you want, but you can also look at all of the variety of fashion socks or sports specific socks that exist across all brands. Just makes a great gift. And I think people tend to really respond well and appreciate receiving things like that. Let's see. Yes, I think I hit on a few ideas. So if I said, hey, you know, a knife, a book, or an element of clothing, it just makes a nice little extra stocking stuffer, and most people would be just so excited to receive that. But I have a present for you guys today. So this is a present that's going out not only to our training tribe, but to the entire community here at the Lifetime Athlete, and it's a week of free workouts. So I'm going to pull this up and talk about what this whole thing is related to. So as most of you know, we have the Training Tribe. And the Training Tribe is this nationwide, year-round online coaching and training platform. We issue and participate in daily workouts. So every week they get the WOWs, or the workouts of the week. And we also have a daily motivational email, and we have a forum as well as community masterclass meetings. And all of those things kind of go together to help us to really create that don't have to think about it, settle in, forget it, no-brainer, awesome fitness program. You just plug and play. And it's really been fun to see how that thing has evolved. Well, this coming week, it's an interesting week because we're in the first of 2 months in our agility-based training block. So we balance those five elements of athleticism or capacities in human performance, which are strength, power, speed, agility, and endurance. We're always touching on a bit of all of those things. However, we are also emphasizing one of those items per block. The blocks are 2 to 3 months. Again, this is December. It's the first of 2 months for the agility block. Most of the workouts that we're doing during that time are indoor gym-based workouts, whether that's home or commercial gyms, wherever a person is training, and they're micro workouts. They're somewhat brief. There's one this week that I don't think is quite a micro. It might not be a full macro, but it's a meso. It's in between. anyway, so that's kind of what we're doing. Well, a lot of times each month we follow a very specific thing where we have an introduction and accumulation and intensification and a consolidation. So what that means is week one, we introduce some new concepts and movements. Even though we're sometimes changing some things up as we go through the month, we stay somewhat consistent as well. Then we have that accumulation. We build usually in the volume area. We have intensification, so we bump up things a notch or two with intensity and load, and usually that's where we have competitions or test our key performance indicators. And then we have this deload or recovery week where we consolidate and let the bodies catch up and make those gains bra. Well, this is a unique one because it's a 5-week month. I mean, basically just how it worked out. December's got 31 days, and the way the calendar, because we start on Mondays, we had a few days in November that we finished up on. So having said that, this fourth week is kind of a fun one because, we can play around with just, again, a little bit more variety and And I don't want to say whimsical tomfoolery, because that's not the case at all, but we're just doing things that are stimulating for athletes to find attractive, to hit workouts, to stay somewhat consistent. This is always that tough time of year when it's not always easy to be consistent, because, you know, we're challenged with the year-end work and the holiday schedules that, you know, you have to go to the, you don't have to, you get to go to like your children's school play or performance, and there are some parties, and all that's good. It's great. But sometimes it's challenging to fit in a workout. But if you've got a fun one, doesn't take too long in most cases, it's going to be easy to slide in. I'm going to take another sip of my coffee, if you'll bear with me. Thank you. And in fact, that's a great gift as well. If you want to bounce back, you know, if you have someone who is a coffee lover, doesn't anyone appreciate a nice bag of beans, especially if you know the type of roast that they like? Maybe it's a certain varietal, you know, like, is it Colombian coffee, or is it... is it Guatemalan, or, you know, is it Ethiopian? You get the idea there. And then what type of roast do they like? You know, light, medium, dark, does it have some other name? Bold breakfast, you name it. Yeah, coffee's a great gift, and so is tea for the tea drinkers. Anyway, I think these little things can just be such picker-uppers for everyone, and I'm not even referring to caffeine content there. Okay, so what happens for our group is they get these daily emails, and that's called the T2E Blast, and I'm pulling that up now because I'm going to be a little preemptive and just see what they're getting tomorrow. And that's going to be, internet's moving about like me today sometimes, just a tad slow. Hope to be fast again this summer if I can get back to doing that sprint training, which I so richly and dearly love. Think I will. Okay, I'm going to try not to sneeze into the microphone. I'm going to turn away. Excuse me. Okay, I'm back. And so here we go. We're in that agility block. So tomorrow is Suppleness Sunday. Suppleness is a cool word. It's related to one of the four components of agility, and that one is fluidity. So agility is made up of stability, mobility, fluidity, and reactivity. If you can express supple fluidity with your movements, you are a flowing, shape-shifting beast. Our training keeps you owning every position and possessing mastery of motion in every direction, which is the true definition of a movement smith, and that's what every lifetime athlete deserves to be and should be. So this is kind of the things that they get every day, and it's also, there's a little bit of information there. So, hey, this week we've got some tasty items for you. It's going to involve, now here, the drum roll, some music, and so they kind of get queued up. They know what's going to be in that member program document when it drops on Sunday as well, and so they can go through and examine it and behave accordingly. Now, I have that document pulled up as well, and so what they receive, again, they'll usually get it every Sunday, and then it's basically the document for the week, which has in it some text and information explaining what we're working on, what we're going to do in our master class. And then it has the workout laid out in table format, as well as broken down in text, and in most cases, a video or a podcast explaining in greater detail their exercise demonstrations, all sorts of things like that. So that's kind of what is going out. And I'm just going to read this to you because I think it will be fun to receive this from me as a Christmas gift. And here we go. Yep, that's right. This week has some fun-filled excuse buster sessions. Workouts that make you smile as much as they create that unique, known only to us, sort of glow. Share the love. Get some peeps to train with you. Give them a T2 membership for Christmas. Now, there's a great idea. Or tell them to sign up and finally achieve some of those New Year's resolutions. I was talking to a fellow tribester the other day, and she and I were discussing two unique things about our T2 way of life. First, the workouts are fun, and they have an element of play and competition built right in. Second, though, we train for LIFE. I mean, sure, the workouts are fun and we enjoy that, but that's really what it's all about, is keeping us able to go out there and ski or do whatever it is that we love to do and want to do. That's why we train. That's life. But here's another thing. Those workouts help you to kick more ass at everything, day in and day out. So that's work, relationships, you name it. Well, we shouldn't keep all this ass-kicking a secret anymore. Let's make 2023 the year of the tribe. And that's one reason why I'm giving this out as a gift, to let more folks know about all things tribal. This week's workouts are a Christmas present to our community. Whether you hit every one of the sessions or just do a few, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this zesty shakeup. So ever so playfully, we're going to use music in all of our workouts this week, and this is the key element. Music has a powerful impact on the CNS, or central nervous system. It can help to activate the sympathetic system, so that's the sympathetic side of our autonomic nervous system, when we need to be amped and ramped, such as in workout C and F this week, and I'll get into that in a moment. Or it can drive vagal tone and bias the parasympathetic nervous system. And we'll employ it thusly as well in some of our other workouts. I've included the links to the songs in the session breakdown, so you can cue up the tunes on YouTube if you like. Several include some great videos. However, just about any audio platform of your choice will work fine. So that's true definitely for someone who's listening to the podcast and says, okay, you told me what the songs are, I'll just go find them. And again, that's pretty easy to do. The workouts are designed to match the music and vice versa. So that's why I wanted to say the secret is to actually do these workouts and play the music simultaneously. Not to blow it off or make lame excuses. I know you won't let me down. Okay, so then it's laid out in the table here, workouts of the week for 2022-12-19. That's Monday, week four, month one of the agility block. So basically how we do this, we have four columns. We have the WOW, which is what the workout label is, the prep, the primary, the accessory, and the tips. Actually, it's five columns. So workout A, that's for Monday the 19th. It's the ISOFest. That's going to be isometrics, and there's going to be a split stance squat, left leg forward, or lunge position, however you like that, split squat right, push-up mid-position, and dead hang. So they're going to do that, and in the workout breakdown, I'll talk a little bit more about that. In the accessory, 1 minute each of just repping for a minute solid, split squat left forward, split squat right forward, push up and assisted pull up. So we're actually using those same movement patterns, but now we're actually going through range as opposed to holding steady. And folks can use any load that they like. So for this workout, if you wanted to just use body weight alone, you could, or you could add weight. Tip here is just to be rock solid, you know, especially with the ISO holds. That's what we're looking for. Workout B for Tuesday the 20th. I like to say, Weston, we couple we. I guess that's Elmer Fudd talk, but it's just going to be an easy day. They're going to take an easy walk, 30 to 45 minutes, and then do some free choice stavetching at the end. And the key there, or the tip, is to relax. So, you know, not every day should you be going, really high intensity or even fancy. Sometimes just doing the basics really fills in the week and gets things done. Workout C, though, this is the highlight of the week. That's for Wednesday the 21st, 12-21, and therefore we're going to be doing the 21-12 workout, and I'll tell you a bit more about that. But there's going to be some specific music playing, and the participants are going to perform one exercise for each song of 12 songs. And if you've ever tried to do an exercise for an entire song, that's doing something. This is a big workout. Luckily, we're using rest pause technique. So what that means is you can do a few reps and then, you know, pause and rest a little bit before you continue on. And some of the movements, I actually like to not try to cram as many reps as I can in with short rests, but to actually go the other way and emphasize quality and say, okay, take a few rests, but really work on a beautiful execution of your movements. Now that workout finishes with a cold plunge And this could be any type, but there's a reason that we put all this together. The hardest workout of the week ends with a little cold exposure. You know, you can say, well, gosh, what if we didn't do that? Would we make more gains possibly? And you know, who knows? There might be a couple percentage points more, but we're really trying to accelerate recovery so we can jump back into more of these exciting workouts this week. And the tip here, push past barriers, because there will be some. And a lot of times, as we know from, you know, some of the writing of Alex Hutchinson and others, a lot of that's in your mind. You know, if you think you can't do something, you're probably right. But if you think you can, well, by golly, by gosh, you will. Okay, workout D for Thursday the 22nd. It's the cardio cruise. They're going to prehydrate and then just put it in low impact mode using Z1, zone one. So sometimes we use the 5-zone model for aerobic training, 30 to 45 minutes, just hitting that. And then we go the opposite. That workout ends with heat exposure, and there are some benefits to getting those heat shock proteins moving along. Smooth and easy is the tip. Workout E for Friday the 23rd, the carry carnival. So they're going to suit up to go outside regardless of weather. Take the kettlebell. And it's 100 yards for each of 6 exercises and doing 4 rounds of that. So they've got a suitcase carry or one-arm unilateral side carry left and right. Then they do a front rack position left and right and then overhead left and right. So basically the bell is going from next to your hip up to your shoulder to overhead. And that's how that walk goes for, I think it was totals out at 2,400 yards, which is, you know, that's pretty good. It's not quite 2 miles, but it's more than one. Okay, and then they do 50 each, just banging out some goblet squats and some swings, keeping that core taut the whole time. And then finally, back to kind of a little bit more intensity for workout F, which is on Saturday the 24th. That's the jump workout. And so they're going to jog 5 to 10 minutes. Or a brisk walk for someone who's, you know, less inclined to do jogging, although for those who can, I encourage it. Now we're going to focus on one exercise per song for 4 songs. And using that rest pause technique again, they're going to go through pogo jumps, box jumps, which is jumping up onto a box, and then I'm having them step back off, depth jumps, which is dropping off one box, jumping onto another, and then broad jumps, which is your horizontal jump for distance. They're going to spin their legs out on the bike for 10 or 15 minutes or take a walk after. And the key here is to be bouncy. So if I come back to the workout breakdowns, it's going to look like this. It's like the 6 days of Christmas, or should that be Quithmith, especially if you're looking for your 2 front teeth. Some of you will remember that, although it dates me quite a bit. Each day has a special session just for you, because you know your daddy cares about you. Okay, workout A breakdown. That's the ISO Fest. So that was the one we're doing the holds. We're using songs that feature the term hold in them. And that's what you shall do in this series of isometric exercises. Toto's Hold the Line, live version I recommend, and Eddie Money's Baby Hold On to Me. There's a cool studio version of that one, are our featured songs. So you'll follow through on the instructions from the table with those songs, and you can play them over and over, or if you just play them one each and then go silent or go to other music, I think that's perfectly fine. Okay, workout B. That's the old Weston Recovery. Basically, we're preparing for tomorrow's session, so that's coming up, that workout C. So for workout B, take that easy 30 to 45 minute walk, store energy, store focus, maybe even some aggression, because that will help you. Your theme song for today is Alanis Morissette's Rest, but you can add extra tunes if you like. Practice the art of going easy and slow and waiting to strike like a viper. Shout out to Mighty Viper. He was in the masterclass this morning with us. Do that. Be ready to strike like a viper tomorrow when you hit workout C. So now we're at workout C, and this is it's pretty much for all the money. The clock is ticking down and everyone is shouting your name. So workout C, 21-12. This is the capstone session of the week. It's 12-21, so no better day to rock fairly hard with Rush using the 21-12 album. Now, back in the 70s, Rush was a rock band. They rocked fairly hard. They kind of evolved into some other things. But in 1976, when the album 2112 was produced, it was a rock and roll album. They rocked, and so shall you. You get to select your weight, your load, your resistance for each of these movements. I'll take care of the rest. So each song on the album, Both Sides Hell Yeah, pairs with one exercise. There are technically 12 songs on the album. The first side was basically the seven-part song 2112, and the backside had other titles. All good. It's about 39 minutes of pure ass-kicking. So side one concludes at 20 minutes and 30 seconds for your reference, and you'll hear Geddy Lee saying, "We have assumed control. We have assumed control." You'll love that. You'll also love several parts in there when you're doing exercises and things are ramping up and you're just hearing, you know, the late and great Neil Peart on drums and also Alex Lifeson, a guitar virtuoso. So you're gonna love this. You'll want to pay attention, though, for those song changes because some of them are subtle. Now, don't get lost and just trust you'll find your way. Don't worry. And I know you can do it. So you can use that rest pause technique as needed, and I want to keep emphasizing that for any exercise, but you just want to keep at the exercise and the station until that song is over. Just ride the wave. It's going to hurt a little, and that's okay. It's good to do hard things once in a while. It's the one time this week where you want to go full ham balls out. It's a sweat fest, and the finale is that cold plunge. River, tank, bathtub, shower, whatever it is, just get it done. You're going to stimulate your immune system. You're going to facilitate your recovery, and you're going to feel awesome. And you'll probably want to jump into something cold if you really do this the way it's designed to be done. Okay, workout D, the cardio cruise. You should actually feel a little tired from yesterday's solid effort, and that's good. Choose some low-impact cardio, such as a bike ride, rowing, swimming, treadmill, elliptical, whatever you have available. And do zone one again. Nice, easy. That's basement output. All-day effort, although you're only going for 30 to 45 minutes. Play some relaxing music, but it must include the Commodores' Easy Like Sunday Morning song. The heat exposure at the end can be a hot bath, a shower, a hot tub, sauna, steam room, two sweatsuits with a down coat is what I meant to say. Get those bennies, you know, and again, there are indeed some of them. Workout E, the breakdown. That's the carry carnival, and it's time to take the old kettlebell for a walk. You know, like a good carny setting up for a night of excitement. They have to carry stuff around when they're setting up those wonderful games. Well, you should carry your kettlebell through the neighborhood. Plug in your headphones and loop Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son. Oh, what a great song. You do 100 yards of each of those six carries, and this is for four rounds, so you amass the 2,400 yards, mile and a half. Find to take breaks as needed. Choose a reasonable weight for your kettlebell, since that overhead carry with one arm is very challenging. Now, finally, we get to workout F. It's the finale of the week. That's the jump workout, and so it's jump time. You're going to use Loverboy. Jump is the title of the song. The Rolling Stones, Jumping Jack Flash. The Pointer Sisters, Jump for My Love. And Van Halen, Jump. Each song uses rest pause technique in the exercise again. And I recommend that with these jumps, you really just simply hit a few reps, then stop and recover. Wait a while, gather yourself, and go again. It's fine if you do only a few sets of a couple reps in these moves. Or maybe you do a little more, it's up to you. But you should be taking longer rest towards the end of each song, and trying to never have sloppy execution. We want to go for quality over quantity and really display the movement smith qualities you've been developing. And then I finished by telling them that Coach Jay-Z is wishing you a fabulous holiday season. Keep me in your loop. And again, we'll be touching base with a number of our members around the country, probably doing a few brief masterclass sessions where we either do parts of or you know, one of these workouts. And I think it's going to come together that for some of our local people, we're actually going to get together at a venue to be announced and perform Workout C on the 21st, or at least that's going to be available. I can't wait. It's going to be tough for me, but I need to toughen up, and I'll take that challenge. So that's what I wanted to say today on the podcast, guys. Thank you as listeners and community members and audience for being here. I really do appreciate you. Hopefully you liked the ideas there that I offered up, just a few things that you could possibly get for someone else or even yourself. And then also, if you have some fun with those workout ideas. If you do have questions about them, though, my contact information is in the show notes. You can ping me, and I would be very happy to explain anything. And until next time, Coach JZ signing out.